Crush me for a guest. Your kitchen is adorned with high luxury brands of tableware and cutlery, including Bacara crystal glasses and crystal silverware. CGV notices a couple of dangerous-looking old medic types sitting at the table. They notice her slipping in. She notices them noticing her Robbie Hodge. Plausible guess, as always. Looks like this face is gonna need a bit of cleaning up first. She thought clearly to herself, the Robbie Hodge could hardly take the eyes of CGV and her curves in all the right places. She was wearing elegant red lingerie with intricate floral patterns and delicate satin ribbons. They were truly. Hatshepsut was dressed in a stunning hot couture gown by Lisa with intricate beading and embroidery. Her makeup was flawless, with bold red lips and a smoky eye. She wore matching lingerie by La Perla up to a room with Dorper with an S. The crystal for wear, they were truly. Hatshepsut was dressed in a stunning hot couture gown by Lisa with intricate beading and embroidery. Her makeup was flawless, with bold red lips and a smoky eye. She wore matching lingerie by La Perla underneath her dress. These guys need removing, thought CGV. She began to walk down one of the long green-walled corridors from the feast room. The two Rabbi Hawks excused themselves and followed. They were hunting. CGV moved through a blue door to a room with an assortment of high-class, expensive furniture pieces and elegant wall fittings. The two medics followed her in. Well, now, said one of the old droolers, shaking visibly in delight. You look so pretty today. Let me kiss you, he said. The other giggled and began to move towards CGV with hands outstretched. No thanks, said CGV, giving him a chance to back off. But she knew that these types weren't the kind to back off. Come on, babe, you know you want it, said the first one. You're so sexy and cute, said the second. I said no, hissed CGV. And until I say yes willingly, it's always no, she explained. And this time they noticed the green venom dripping between her teeth and her eyes begin to narrow down in a raw, fierce hatred. What is wrong with you, bitch? We're saying nice things to you, you should be flattered. You're being so rude, snarled the first one. We're very important in the world of medicine. We're held in high regard. You should be flattered and grateful that we have picked you out and noticed you, said the second, sounding both hurt and pompous. I'm gonna kill you now, retorted CGV. She wasn't being subtle. What would be the point of that? You're not being subtle, commented the first. It's shocking behavior. You deserve to be spanked hard, said the second. And at the very thought of taking the new ball girl with guns in all the right places over his knee, he nearly fainted with deranged excitement. You want violence, said CGV, and now she was in no mood to listen anymore. CGV launched herself at the first of these goons and grabbed his throat. With a wrench, she twisted the head first right and then left, severing the spine and then ripping the head right.